Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's amazing how many great columns this man has written in the last couple of months. From Philly.com, the great Marcus Hayes. Marcus, you are in the zone right now, my friend. Wow.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong, area code zone, zip code zone.
No.
In North Carolina, man. It's nice down here, but I miss my home.
All right, what are you doing in North Carolina right now, Marcus?
I got to pick my mom up. She's a little bit older, so when she visits our relatives down here, my parents grew up on one of these tobacco road, you know, farm
yeah.
roads.
Right.
I got to go fetch her, so fetching her.
It's what I always love about Marcus, Al, he's always available via the cell phone. Marcus, you did a terrific column on how the Celts have gotten inside the heads of the Sixers. Could you give us a little overview of what you think when you see the two teams play?
Well, it goes to Brad Stevens, and it's not to denigrate Brett Brown, who I think is an excellent coach, but Brad Stevens is a kind of a second-level, third-level coach, and what he does is he takes a strength and makes it a weakness. And what I guess, overlooked last year during their playoff series is when we were watching Aaron Baines wait for Ben Simmons to run down and not take jump shots, is the wonderful job that Al Horford did on Joel Embiid and has done for a long time. They faced each other 12 times, the Celtics and Sixers, since Embiid started playing, and Horford has played in every game. And Joel Embiid and the Sixers are 2-10 against the Celtics. And Al Horford doesn't always have a great game offensively, but he's always sort of a difference maker in executing the defensive scheme to minimize or stop Joel Embiid. And you saw it manifest itself in Joel Embiid getting so frustrated on Monday night that he cursed out the refs.
Yep.
You know, and he was right about the one call, but it's an aggregate issue. And you know, Joel Embiid had a terrible game. He just had a terrible, terrible game. There's no reason for it other than the Celtics did it to him again.
You know, one of the things he launched up 8 threes, Marcus. And Rhea had this theory, I think she's right, where he got so frustrated going inside, he just started staying outside and launching up. He was 2-for-8, that he doesn't like playing Horford. What is Horford doing that the other centers are not doing?
Well, he's just sort of, and I know it sounds benign, he's saying, okay, I would rather you beat me doing something that you do worse than dominating me on the block. So whenever you're in a situation where I can offer you an open shot on the perimeter, not an uncontested shot, but a relatively open shot, I'm going to do it. Joel Embiid mocked himself last week when he said, you know, when Ben Simmons took a three-pointer, he said, hey, you know, I tell him to take them all the time. I'm a 30% three-point shooter, and they still go for my head fake. Well, Al Horford doesn't.
No. You mentioned Stevens, and I'm fascinated by this. Look, I'm a Brett Brown guy. I have always admired him and the way he's handled himself for 6 years here. I think it's a mismatch when he faces Stevens. Stevens is just a much better bench coach. You see it that way?
I think Stevens is – so far, Stevens has had much, much, much better players. Even without Kyrie last year during the playoffs and Kyrie on Monday night, the cumulative basketball IQ of the players that Stevens had at his disposal versus Brown's is staggering. And, you know, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid might wind up in the Hall of Fame one day. They're both All-Stars this year. But their basketball IQ compared to that of even guys like Marcus Morris and Marcus Smart, you know, two nemeses of Philadelphia, two bad guys in Philadelphia right now. It's just not close. It can't be. You know, these are two guys who, Marcus and Marcus, who are wonderfully named, by the way, their basketball IQ, the things they've been through, the things they're asked to do, and the things that they do are just, you know, they're sort of next level too. So it's not really a fair fight, but you're right. I mean, without Kyrie Irving, they don't have anybody on their team as talented as Joel Embiid, and they still stop him. And it does go to Brad Stevens, and it's one of those things that, you know, Brett Brown, maybe Brad Stevens is out coaching Brett Brown intentionally. Maybe he anticipates Brett Brown's counter moves.
Well, all I know is this, all right? Tobias Harris has looked fine in every game but the game he faced the Celtics when he was 4-for-14. And I have a feeling that has something to do with the way the Celtics approached him defensively.
And
again,
Redick,
that's the coach. That's the coach.
Yeah, J.J. Redick also struggled.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and he took away the three point shooters last year. Ersan Ilyasova and Bellinelli did not have good shooters. He's a really, really good coach, and he has a really, really deep team.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing that should terrify Sixers fans, the two things that should terrify Sixers fans is that Kyrie didn't play, and neither did Aaron Baines, and they still lost. The Sixers still lost at home, you know, to a Celtics team that wasn't playing well. If you remember, Marcus Morris said, "Oh, it's no fun anymore," because they'd lost two in a row, which is, you know, if that was the litmus test, there'd be no fun in Philadelphia in a lot of sports a lot of times. But also, as well as Al Horford plays Joel Embiid, Marc Gasol in Memphis plays him even better. And who just traded for Marc Gasol? The Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, Gasol kills him, John. This is the next thing, Marcus. I'm really worried that when they get to the big games in the playoffs, that Ben Simmons' inability to hit a free throw is going to be brutal for them. 2-for-7, 8-for-14 last night. They're going to exploit that. When the Sixers get into big games, are they going to have to avoid getting the ball to Simmons because he's going to get fouled?
Well, unless he's bringing it up or gets it in the post, I would say yes, because he's so strong against most of his matchups that, you know, he can still finish. He finishes with both hands. It's very, very difficult to finish a guy as athletic and versatile and big as him in the post and not send him there for a third point, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that would be my strategy, make him shoot jumpers and foul him at every turn, because, you know, those are areas he simply hasn't addressed to the level you need to. Especially a primary, if it's Dennis Rodman, it's one thing. But if you're the primary ball handler and you can neither shoot nor shoot free throws, that's a big hole. And that's why Jimmy Butler is playing point guard every once in a while now, because they can't put the ball in Ben Simmons' hands. You know, the other big issue, the other big target which Brad Stevens attacked was if Furkan Korkmaz, T.J. McConnell, J.J. Redick are on the floor, and heaven forbid two or the three are on the floor, they're just going to set up mismatches on them defensively and exploit it. That's the beauty of watching the Celtics. Everybody can play.
Yep.
You know, like 8 or 9 deep. I mean, Jaylen Brown's coming off the bench for that team. Jaylen Brown's a spectacularly talented player, you know. But they go 8 or 9 deep. They have top talent. They have talent at the top. They have talent. They're built a lot like the Warriors, but they're not as potent.
I got you. All right, Marcus, I got to switch you over to sport for a second here because Gabe Kapler came out yesterday at his introductory news conference in spring training, and it was interesting. He did a long thing on how his number one thing is communicating to the point where they'll go over the top. He's a relentless communicator. It is his number one theme. And then Howard Eskin asked him about the incident that happened when he was with the Dodgers. Here's what happened. Listen.
Can you kind of talk about the Dodgers situation so we can kind of move past that?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I addressed that situation publicly in detail, and this is a camp where I really want the attention and the focus to be on our players. So that's not a question that I'm going to be addressing.
No communication on the issue. The only thing... Marcus has been in North Carolina. He probably missed that. Marcus, here's the thing. The only thing he did publicly is issue a statement, 1,300-word statement. He's never taken a question on it. What's he afraid of?
Legal repercussions, lawsuits, you know?
Well, then maybe he could say that. That would sound better than, no, I dealt with everything. No, you have to, when you're in Philadelphia, you know this as well as anybody, you got to answer the questions. You got to.
Well, and you know, it's funny. I like Gabe, and I think he's a good manager. I think he's innovative, and he's learning sort of on the fly, and so is Klentak, who apparently is like his co-manager.
Right.
But he often says a lot of stuff, and nothing comes out. You know, there's a difference between communicating and, you know, shoveling. And he does a lot of shoveling. So I think his reputation as a great communicator might be a little bit overblown. And you also have to, you know, it only counts as good communication if it's successful.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't communicating all that well in August and September last year, apparently.
No, so, I don't think he was at all. No.
I was not surprised by that reaction or that response whatsoever, because he also likes to – he is a control freak. I mean, he likes to control the message.
True.
He likes to control the lineup. He likes to control, you know, how many times you breathe in versus breathe out. If there was a mechanism by which he found out that breathing in was better for you and he could double it versus your exhales, he would do it.
Marcus, have a good trip back from North Carolina. Always a pleasure. Read him every day. The guy's just hitting home runs right now. He's got the stroke. Thanks, Marcus.
All right, I'm a little stroke.
All right, let me just say, Al.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.